This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 784. What makes your IELTS vocabulary geriatric?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today you'll learn what the perfect IELTS vocabulary lists look like, how to get them, and get examples of the highest scoring words. Hey Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey Jessica, I'm here enjoying the California sunshine, feeling pretty good. How are you? A lot of sunshine these days.
Are you going to be enjoying the California sunshine for much longer?
No, you know, I decided that California just isn't my cup of tea. It's not my cup of tea.
Oh, interesting. Okay, why?
Well, you know, a lot of reasons, but the biggest thing is Los Angeles traffic.
No,
LA is a city that is so huge and it's so spread out. So when I thought about actually going somewhere, I just said I would just stay home.
Yes, you know? And that is not your vibe. Like you are out in the world meeting people and shaking things up and living life. So that seems really frustrating.
Exactly, Jessica. So I'm going to be living in Denver, which I'm so excited about because Colorado is a beautiful state. It's got a really good economy. It's a great state to be in. And guys, over on the All Ears English show, if you listen over there, Michelle and I are going to be doing some episodes this fall about this process I've gone through, the self-discovery, finding where we belong, right?
Oh, lovely.
Where in the world do we belong? What questions can we ask? So go subscribe to All Ears English and make sure you catch up with those episodes.
Oh my gosh, guys. And that is so applicable in this IELTS preparation process. Yes. As you are working so hard towards a goal, I think, guys, you have to complement that with this self-discovery and being proud, recognizing weakness, making up for whatever gaps you have. Really, this developing your self-awareness through your IELTS preparation. I think those two things go together so well.
Yeah. And I think the common theme here between the two pieces is honesty with ourselves. We are honest, brutally honest with ourselves, with what we want in the world, where we want to go after IELTS, why we want to go there, and how we're doing with our preparation. Are we really preparing in the right way? Right?
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, we have a way you guys could find out if what you're doing is working or not.
Yes.
Guys, you could take a super fun, short, 2-minute quiz and know exactly where you are in your IELTS preparation. Yes. If you took IELTS today, what would you get? A 5? Yes. A 6? Where are you? So go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And it's not just that quiz, guys. That tells you where you're at. But then we're going to send you resources exactly for your level, where you're at, that will help you in your preparation.
Exactly. And that quiz is so popular. People are loving that. Just the fact that you can go answer 7 questions and get a sense of where you're starting from. That's huge.
It's amazing. Guys, there is nothing else like this online anywhere. So definitely allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Yeah, awesome. And by the way, we got some really nice scores in from 1 3-key student. I think the student was Cherubim Lim. Cherubim Lu, one of our students. What were her scores, Jessica? Do you remember? Or I have them right here, actually.
She got, let me see, a 7.5 in listening and then 7s in reading, speaking, and writing.
Yay. We love to see those 7s or higher on writing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
In the next couple of weeks, guys, you are going to hear so many episodes from students who have gotten amazing, amazing scores lately.
Incredible.
Just stay tuned. I'm not going to tell them all now. I don't want to spoil it, but I know one of them got a 7.5 in writing as well. And just so many amazing real tips coming up for you guys from students who have worked so hard and they are done with IELTS.
Yeah, I mean, it's because they're studying in a system that was created with so much ex-examiner experience, right? It's created based on 14 years of experience in the exam, right? Behind the scenes. And so you can't go wrong with that, guys. We're not surprised to see these high scores.
And you know what else? Because I was talking to a student the other day who was in a, like, taking a class in a language school, and the teacher was a former examiner, but not a great teacher. And that is the other half. Like, it's not enough just to be a former examiner, which I am, right? 14 years. But I think because I have been a teacher for so long, and not just IELTS, right? Yeah. Like, academic writing, general English, like, all of it. It's really bringing those two things together, having the knowledge. And then with Lindsay and I having so many years of teaching experience, we know how to get that information across.
Yes, I love that. That's really well said, Jessica. So that is why these students are seeing these sevens in writing, you know, nines in reading. We've seen it all lately. Yeah.
So many great scores. Oh, so many good episodes coming up, guys. Okay. So we are going to talk about some vocabulary today.
Yes. And vocabulary, we know, is one of the fastest ways to increase our score, right? On speaking, writing, maybe even listening, right? Sometimes it does play a part in listening and reading too.
Oh, for sure. In fact, just this morning, I had an exchange with a student in the course and saying, like, what's wrong with my reading scores? And it does come back to vocabulary, guys. So we do work with all of our students in Three Keys IELTS. If there is a gap, we're going to help you find it. So yes, vocabulary is important for every section.
Yeah, absolutely. So now, guys, we have added something so cool and valuable to our personal coach gold plan, right, Jessica?
Yes.
What are we adding? So we are making our packages and plans even better for you guys. What is going to be newly added to that plan, Jessica?
All right, guys, I cannot tell you how much fun I'm having creating all this stuff. I think this is my happy place when I just get to create, like podcasting. This is creating, right? Just anytime I could create material. Okay, so I'm creating three amazing vocabulary lists, and it's not just a list. You've heard us talk about the weaknesses of vocabulary lists. They seem so attractive, and sometimes it seems like the easy way out, and it's not going to help you. So guys, we're going to describe what makes a vocabulary list useful today. Mm-hmm. And all of these things are part of the list. So the one PDF is about IELTS topics. So I give you the best vocab for each IELTS topic with simplified definitions that you can understand, that you can use, and also example sentences in which every single one of these example sentences you can use in speaking and writing.
Yeah, this is so much more useful than just going to the dictionary on your own or going to a random list that you find online on a blog and just picking out words.
Right? Oh, gosh.
Because it has to start, first of all, with the person who created it having a broad a good, deep understanding of IELTS. And then you get these broad topics. You know you're going to be asked about many of these topics on the exam, right, Jessica? Education, experiences.
Yes. Exactly, guys. Environment, technology, work, it's all there. So that's the largest list, I would say. And then there's an additional list that has academic vocab that could be used for any topic. Like words like fancy words instead of saying get or change or have. Like these verbs you say all the time, don't say them anymore. Use the words on this list. And then there's also going to be an informal vocabulary list. So just, oh my gosh, it's so much fun to make this stuff.
This is awesome. I feel like just this list itself could increase some of our students' scores, you know, by a whole band point. Who knows? If they had this, it could pull its weight in a massive way.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Imagine how much time you guys spend trying to build lists, trying to like find words. And finally, I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to put all the words in a place you can find them. So yes, this is just part of the gold package, the personal coach gold package, guys. This is the ultimate way to have everything you need for IELTS.
Exactly. And we're going to give you a little more detail here, guys. But right now, if you want to check out that package, go to allearsenglish.com/keys. That's K-E-Y-S. All right.
Hello, guys. I hope you're having a wonderful day. If you want more great vocabulary, go to the All Ears English app and build your personal power vocabulary list. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses on your iOS device. Okay, so let's give you guys some amazing words and sentences you could use. So here's what you need to watch out for, all right? Yes. Here's the first thing that you don't want on a vocabulary list. Words that are so specific that you could only use them in for like one question out of a million, all right? Yes. So let me think of an example. Let's see, the word bracket. For example.
Oh, geez.
I know, right? Like, how often do you use that word? Like, never. Because, okay, I've been building IKEA beds.
I was just going to say, I'm like, where's that? Oh, yeah, she's putting together IKEA furniture. That makes sense.
Oh, it's just, that's all in my mind right now. So, yeah, guys, don't learn a list of like bracket, like words that are only used for so specifically. Guys, you want words that could be used for a multitude of topics.
And one of those words specifically from this list, guys, is aesthetic. And I love this word. First of all, it sounds beautiful, right?
Yes.
It sounds smart. And where are all the places where we could use it? There's a lot.
Yeah. So, okay. So here's what we're talking about, guys. Like, this comes from the topics list that I made, and it's under food and dining, just because that is the first place that I could think of you could use it. But I'm not putting any words on here that you cannot use for more than one topic, right?
Yeah.
So aesthetic. You could use it to describe what a restaurant looks like, what your food looks like. So it's very applicable for that topic. But where else could we use the word aesthetic?
I mean, I think, you know, clothing or like material, any kind of physical experience, I feel like aesthetic could work. Yeah.
So it's one of those amazing words that sounds so high level. And actually, the definition is so simple. It's one word, appearance. That's it.
Yeah,
it's appearance. Just, that's easy.
I love it. Love it. Keep it simple.
So what else should we not have on a vocabulary list?
So we want to make sure we don't have a weird definition that's actually not the correct one that we would want to use on IELTS, right? So if we're not careful, some words will lead us to dictionary definitions that are very strange and not relevant. Maybe they're an old-fashioned definition or they just don't work on IELTS, right?
Yes, totally. Okay, so we're going to give you guys another sneak peek into these personal coach gold lists.
Yeah.
So under the category of people, I am teaching you guys ways to get specific about the word people, because this is one of the things that I tell personal coach students all the time. Like, stop using the word people.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be specific or descriptive about who you're talking about. So the word geriatric. Now, this is an adjective. I am being very thorough as I'm preparing this list for you guys. I am checking the dictionary to make sure I am precise. Now, when I looked this word up in the dictionary, there's all these like medical sort of definitions, and it's all very confusing, and we don't use any of that. So that's something to watch out for, guys. Don't use a word that has a definition taken straight from the dictionary or that you can't understand, because then you won't be able to use it.
Exactly. And also, you'll sound like a dictionary, right? You don't want to sound that way. You want to make sure you sound like yourself. You can create your own personality on the test.
Yeah, totally. And okay, this is a good example of choosing words to create your own personality. So this word geriatric, it just means elderly. That's all it is. So we could say the geriatric population, for example. Very useful on IELTS, but maybe that doesn't feel like your vibe, right? So there's, let's see, there's another phrase you could use, in one's golden years. This is also from the list. It's a little bit more fun. It's an idiom, but it's the same thing, like the elderly phase of your life.
Oh, no doubt. I love that one. I feel like that would be quite impressive to an examiner.
Oh my gosh.
That's a very cultural phrase too.
Yeah. You know? yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah, this none of this stuff is going to come from other lists, guys. Yeah.
No, no, no. This is unique and you can only get it here. I love this. Is there any kind of overarching advice or anything else for our listeners here that we want to let them know when it comes to vocab lists?
Yes, for sure, guys. Don't just download a list with a bunch of words and definitions. Guys, you must have these words in context. So that's why on these gold lists, I am putting sentences that you could use on the exam. These are all IELTS sentences for speaking or writing using these words. So you can see how a real person like me would actually use these words. So every single example sentence here, guys, is native and natural and ready for IELTS.
I love it. This is so good. And guys, as of now, this is available, but only inside of the Personal Coach Gold plan. And really, this is obviously the best plan that you can get because you get all of our extra practice packages. And you know that you are doing literally everything you can to prepare for IELTS. It also comes with coaching, that package, doesn't it, Jessica?
Yes, extra coaching.
Yeah.
So Personal Coach, you get two sessions with me, 90 minutes, or an expert from our team. Personal Coach. Coach Gold is double that.
Yeah.
So yes, just take everything and double it, right? 180 minutes on Skype, two email feedbacks for essays, which is huge. So like everything you could possibly need to prepare for IELTS is in that one package.
Yes, I love it. So go on over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and read the details and check it out because it's all about the vocab. Again, this is what we started the episode with today. Vocabulary is your quickest way to a higher score. It's not going into your grammar tables, right? It's not even necessarily focusing on your speaking. It's that vocabulary. It's so easy.
Yes, exactly, guys. It takes so long to perfect grammar or to learn fancy sentence structures. And then you're likely to, it's easy to mess those up on exam day anyway. Yeah. But vocabulary, guys, oh my gosh, like it's quick to learn, make yourself use it in real life and be ready for the exam.
Exactly. It's like a little gift. I love it. I love it. All right, Jessica, this has been a fun and inspiring episode, and I hope our students jump on this and get right into that gold package, guys.
Yes.
We recommend it.
Yeah, oh, cool. So amazing. Oh, I can't wait for you guys to use these words.
Yeah, it's going to be great. All right, Jessica, have a good rest of your week, and I'll see you next week.
All right, sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
All right, take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.